Navigation Rules and Regulations Handbook. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Part C, Lights and Shapes. Rule 20, Application. 1. Which navigation rule is the application rule as it applies to lights and shapes? Rule 20. Rule 21, Definitions. 1. Which navigation rule is the definitions rule as it applies to lights and shapes? Rule 21. 2. Masthead light means a white light placed over the fore and aft center line of the vessel, showing an unbroken light over an arc of the horizon of 225 degrees, and so fixed as to show the light from right ahead to how many degrees abaft the beam on either side of the vessel. 22.5 degrees. 3. Side lights means which color light on the starboard side and which color light on the port side, each showing an unbroken light over an arc of the horizon of 112.5 degrees, and so fixed as to show the light from right ahead to 22.5 degrees abaft the beam on its respective side. Green starboard, red port. 4. In a vessel of less than how many meters in length, the side lights may be combined in one lantern carried on the fore and aft center line of the vessel. 20. 5. Stern light means a white light placed as nearly as practicable at the stern, showing an unbroken light over an arc of the horizon of 135 degrees, and so fixed as to show the light how many degrees from right aft on each side of the vessel. 67.5 degrees. 6. Which color light is the towing light? Yellow. 7. Which type of light means a light showing an unbroken light over an arc of the horizon of 360 degrees? All round. 8. Flashing light means a light flashing at regular intervals at a frequency of how many or more flashes per minute? 120. 9. Special flashing light means a yellow light flashing at regular intervals at a frequency of how many flashes per minute? 50 to 70. Rule 22. Visibility of lights. 1. Which navigation rule is the visibility of lights rule? Rule 22. 2. The masthead light in vessels of 50 meters or more in length must be visible for at least how many miles? 6. 3. The side light in vessels of 50 meters or more in length must be visible for at least how many miles? 3. 4. The stern light in vessels of 50 meters or more in length must be visible for at least how many miles? 3. 5. The towing light in vessels of 50 meters or more in length must be visible for at least how many miles? 3. 6. The white, red, green, or yellow all-round light in vessels of 50 meters or more in length must be visible for at least how many miles? 3. 7. The side light in vessels of 12 meters or more in length, but less than 50 meters in length, must be visible for at least how many miles? 2. 8. The stern light in vessels of 12 meters or more in length, but less than 50 meters in length, must be visible for at least how many miles? 2. 9. The towing light in vessels of 12 meters or more in length but less than 50 meters in length must be visible for at least how many miles? 2. 10. The all-round light in vessels of 12 meters or more in length but less than 50 meters in length must be visible for at least how many miles? 2. Rule 23. Power-driven vessels underway. 1. Which navigation rule is the power-driven vessels underway rule? Rule 23. Rule 24. Towing and pushing. 1. Which navigation rule is the towing and pushing rule? Rule 24. 2. Power-driven vessel towing astern, length of tow 200 meters or less. The aftermast head light is optional for vessel less than how many meters in length? 50. 3. An inconspicuous, partly submerged vessel or object, or combination of such vessels or objects being towed, shall exhibit, if it is less than how many meters in breadth, one all-round white light at or near the forward end and one at or near the after end, except that dracones need not exhibit a light at or near the forward end. 25. Rule 25. Sailing vessels underway and vessels under oars. 1. Which navigation rule is the sailing vessels underway and vessels under oars rule? Rule 25. Rule 26. Fishing vessels. 1. Which navigation rule is the fishing vessel's rule? Rule 26. 2. A vessel engaged in fishing, other than trawling, shall exhibit, when there is outlying gear extending more than how many meters horizontally from the vessel, an all-round white light or a cone apex upwards in the direction of the gear. 150. Rule 27. Vessels not under command or restricted in their ability to maneuver. 1. Which navigation rule is the vessels not under command or restricted in their ability to maneuver rule? Rule 27. 2. A vessel not under command shall exhibit how many all-round red lights in a vertical line where they can best be seen. 2. 3. A vessel restricted in her ability to maneuver, except a vessel engaged in mine clearance operations, shall exhibit how many all-round lights in a vertical line where they can best be seen. 3. 4. A vessel engaged in mine clearance operations shall use lights or shapes to indicate that it is dangerous for another vessel to approach within how many meters of the mine clearance vessel? 1,000. 5. Vessels of less than how many meters in length, except those engaged in diving operations, shall not be required to exhibit the lights and shapes prescribed in Navigation Rule 27. 12. Rule 29. Pilot vessels. 1. Which navigation rule is the pilot vessel's rule? Rule 29. 2. A vessel engaged on pilotage duty shall exhibit at or near the masthead how many all-round lights in a vertical line? 2. Rule 30. Anchored vessels and vessels aground. 1. Which navigation rule is the anchored vessels and vessels aground rule? Rule 30. 2. A vessel at anchor may, and a vessel of how many meters and more in length shall, also use the available working or equivalent lights to illuminate her decks. 100. Rule 31. Seaplanes. 1. Which navigation rule is the seaplanes rule? Rule 31. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.